Let's see if he'll talk to us about the incident. 2:25 in the morning, Friday. Runs his car into a fire hydrant and a tree. A lot of speculation about this. See if we can get the first interview.
Hello?
Yeah, is Tiger Woods there?
This is Tiger.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers on the ticket.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey.
How you doing?
Well, not too good. I don't know if you guys heard, but I've been through quite a lot recently.
Yeah, we've heard.
And I really only have three words to explain it. She's a bitch.
Whoa, whoa.
How else can I say it?
Come on.
Hey, just a note out there to you guys who are listening. Don't marry a girl just because she's hot. Okay? Because one minute you're saying I do, and the next minute you're in your mansion deflecting blows from a three-wood by a woman who hasn't slept with you for 7 months and has four glasses of wine into a night of profound regret-making.
So it was your wife who came after you.
Question, you guys know any place that repairs golf clubs?
Sure, there's plenty of them, I'm sure.
I have a 3-iron that looks exactly like it was bent around the head of a PGA golfer. I regret teaching her how to swing a driver now for sure. It's got some power behind that. And I tried to prevent this from happening.
Did you?
By buying up every National Enquirer in a 15-mile radius. You guys like sports, right?
Sure, we love sports.
I have a trivia question for you.
Okay.
How do you piss off a PGA golfer's wife? Have an affair with Rachel Uchitel.
Oh, my gosh.
Not me! It's a tough one. It's a tough one, pal. Hey, another trivia question. What's blonde and could beat up Mike Tyson? My bitch wife.
Oh, my gosh.
It certainly sounds like things are rocky on the home front.
You guys, you ought to see me. My face looks like I stuck my head into a toe sack of rabid wildcats. And combinations are passionate, hot-headed people, but Swedish supermodels? Freaking insane.
So she is the one who knocked out the window then, huh?
All right, this is what happened.
All right.
I was asleep in my Lightning McQueen race car bed on my side of the house when all of a sudden the door flew open and the woman who won't sleep with me started yelling about something.
That's
okay?
Elon, right?
Right, Elon. And I hadn't seen Elon that mad since I told her I wanted to consummate our marriage, so I knew this was serious.
No way!
So she turns on the light, pulls the covers off of me, and grabs my teddy bear from my hand. Completely rude, right?
Yeah.
So she starts screaming. I run out of there toward the living room, and I see that there is laid out on the ottoman this week's National Enquirer. So I knew I was in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. She starts screaming and starts taking claret jugs and Wanamaker trophies off the mantle and whizzing them at me.
Oh, no.
And I'm running all around the sectional, yelling at her to calm down and let me explain. She wants none of it. So she grabs my sandwich and swings, hitting me in the head.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
Unfortunately, she takes turf. She then says, that's not enough club, and goes back to the bag.
Oh, dear.
So I decide to get the hell out of there. So I run outside in my Dora nightgown.
Dora.
How embarrassing. I jump into my Cadillac Escalade, trying to get away.
Mm-hmm.
I start driving out of the driveway, and that's when I hear the back window explode, and I see a supermodel in my rearview mirror with a big Bertha. So I look back toward the front, and I see that I'm about to hit a fire hydrant, so I swerve. And that's when I hit the fire hydrant, went over, and plowed straight into a palm tree.
Mm.
So I'm in and out of consciousness, mainly from the hit of the sand wedge on the side of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, I wake up, and Elon's giving me mouth-to-mouth, resulting in the first true kiss we've ever shared.
Oh, wow. So there was a positive.
That was the only positive. Because I'm pissed and I busted up my Escalade.
Yeah, that's a sweet-looking ride you got there.
I just pimped that ride, George.
Did you?
Just pimped it. And I tried to steer away from that fire hydrant, but the Escalade wouldn't cooperate. It was like it didn't respond really well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I can blame it on my caddy.
Oh, gosh, it was the same thing.
So there were several things that contributed to this accident. Number one, I only got my learner's permit 2 weeks ago. Still working on it.
Yeah.
Number two, I was distracted by the fact that I'd spilled my Capri Sun all over the console.
Oh.
My mom's going to kill me for that, by the way. And number three, and probably most importantly, married a crazy bitch with a hellacious temper and a zero tolerance policy on nookie girls. Who knew? So life's not going
well,
too well.
Well, hang in there.
Well, it'll get better, Tiger.
I sure hope so, George. I'm in a rented Chevy Cobalt and staying at the Holiday Inn Express in Orlando.
Oh, no.
It's really tough.
Boy.
So will you guys pray for me?
Yes, we will.
And, hey, I'll call you back with more details when they become available.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye,
Tiger.
Bye,
Tiger.
Well
out there. Be careful. That's allegedly Tiger from Florida with us here on the Dunham and Miller Show. It's 8:50 on the ticket. Up next, we'll take a look at the